the airwaves with you tonight. It's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
And there's a lot of really neat news coming out of the Shire just within the last 24 to 48 hours here, that there's still more to talk about. I mean, we've talked a lot about Robin Hooding tonight. I think we're done covering that. But still to come here, the Grafton Liberty activists have made a huge impact up there. That the Free Town Project at one time, it was called and derided as, and it looks like they've been having some real successes quietly, which I think is interesting. Plus, huge news in my case, where I was facing misdemeanor charges, trespassing charges, for going to court. Those charges have been dropped. The trespass order banning me from the courthouse found unconstitutional. We can talk more about what happened there. But, Mark, you're pretty jazzed up about Rand Paul. What's going on?
Well, Rand Paul has, the last I heard, we've been on the air for a while here. I don't know, Daryl, maybe you can check it out and see if he's still filibustering. But Rand Paul had been going, I believe, 7 hours in a one-man filibuster against the nomination of Brennan for, what was the?
Director of the CIA.
Okay, said, yeah.
And Brennan, by the way, is the guy that was recently named the drone czar.
Right.
To oversee the secret kill list.
If Barack Obama is not responsible for 178 children that have been killed by the drone program, then Brennan is. I say they're all responsible. Anybody who's up the chain of command giving their chop to this, whether it's tacit or verbal, whatever it is, I think they're responsible. But I'm excited about what Rand's doing in this circumstance. He's taking a stand, and that can't be easy. The rest of the Republicans aren't standing with him. What the critique for Rand Paul seems to be oftentimes is he's just another crappy conservative Republican. And
no, he's a little better on some freedom issues for sure. But he's he's a shadow of his father.
Well, I don't think he's as good as his father, but let me ask you this. What did his father ever do as far as legislation?
He filibustered some stuff too, I'm sure.
You can't filibuster in the House.
Yeah, you can't do a filibuster in the House, but you can definitely get up and speak your 5 minutes and say, vote no against this, and then be the only no vote.
Ron Paul brought a bunch of people to the ideas of
Indeed,
liberty.
Indeed, absolutely, 100%.
He's principled, and he's a nice guy.
Yep.
Rand Paul, not so principled. And he's good on some things, and this is one of the things he's good on.
He's really good he's good on a lot of things. I'd say he's the best among a group of politicians. By politicians, I mean people who are generally not good folks.
No doubt.
So I really like what he's doing here. I'm excited about it. And
so, I mean, he's going to have to go to sleep at some point, right? What happens then?
I guess they'll...
It's symbolic, isn't it?
I suspect that it's largely symbolic, but he has had a few of these incidences where I'm like...
He's filibustered before, sure.
And not just filibusters, he's participated in filibusters. This is a one-man filibuster.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to say, I've never seen this in my lifetime, Ian.
Oh, really?
I don't think this has occurred in my lifetime. Yes, he's probably doing something like his father that will result in very little, but he is putting a great deal of political capital on the line in order to get it. What will the payback be there? I don't know. I can't say that. But, I mean, this is the kind of thing that you really like. You really like it when somebody sacrifices getting something done in Washington, D.C. in the name of a principle, and that's what he's doing here.
Let's go to Gene, listening in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Gene.
Hey, I'm going to be on the opposite side of the post here. My point is this, what he's doing as far as the filibuster, it's great, but it's a dog and pony show. This is a guy that voted for the NDAA that give the president the ability to fly drones and to kill Americans in the U.S. by declaring war on U.S. soil and making the U.S. soil a war zone. But he gives the authority to the president, and then, here we are a few years later, he goes, oh, no, we can't do this. How can our president do this? It's just a dog and pony show. And the reason the Republicans aren't standing up because they all got egg on their face. They all voted for this. Rubio voted for it. When I was protesting with the libertarians in Jacksonville, Rubio's office for the NDAA, nobody listened. Now, all of a sudden, that... they started exercising those rights that they put into the NDAA Everybody's concerned. Where were you then? That's my point.
So do you think, which senator or representative do you think is better than Rand Paul?
You know, I really don't have a good answer for that.
There is none. I mean, there's no doubt the guy's the best in the Senate. But I think Gene's right. And I think it is important.
Yeah, I don't disagree with Gene.
I think it is important to focus on the good things that people do. I think that's really important. So, you know, kudos, Rand Paul. Good job, man.
He also voted for the sanctions against Iran.
Not good. That's not good. Rand Paul, bad job. Bad job there. But, you know, focus on the good things. I appreciate that. Let people
especially
know that you
on the day that they're doing the good things. That's what
right.
I think.
Let people know that you appreciate them. I tried to tell Judge Burke this morning that I appreciated him ruling the trespass orders unconstitutional. He didn't want to hear it because he said it was inappropriate.
Did he claim that you were threatening him?
No, it was in court.
I thought about saying something to him this morning when he walked in.
Yeah, I'll say something tomorrow
morning. But I decided against it since there were two bailiffs standing 5 feet away.
Oh, I always say hello to Judge Burke. I mean, when he walks in, you're talking about what we do in the mornings is we'll do the Don't Take a Plea Deal outreach early morning.
No, I've said hello to him.
Right.
I meant say something about, hey, thanks for not throwing Ian in jail.
I don't think you would face any consequence for that. You're not asking him to rule in a different manner. You're not trying to influence his ruling.
Right, but you never know how he's going to interpret something.
That's true. Gene, now, anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, I was just going to ask, are you referring to the young man that was acquitted in New York from the Occupy movement?
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. A couple of days ago, one of the protesters in New York that was charged with felony assault on a police officer, the charges were dismissed because they had video evidence, and the police all testified under oath as to one scene of events, and the video clearly showed differently. So that's what I thought you were talking about.
I do think I heard something about this this news, but no, we were talking about a judge here in Keene and talking to him as he's coming into work. Anything else you want to share, Gene?
No, man. Go ahead.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate hearing from you. At 855, 450-FREE.
Now, Mark, I do have to correct something that you said.
Okay.
You said that Rand Paul was filibustering by himself.
I thought he was.
I just pulled up the C-SPAN feed
while
you were talking about that, and Senator Mike Lee from Utah is currently standing up speaking as part of the filibuster.
Well, I wonder if he's been inspired because Rand Paul was at 7 hours. I would have liked to have had a break at maybe 3 hours, go get some water, use the bathroom.
So you can't go to the bathroom.
And then,
No.
This is a filibuster.
Strom Thurmond had a very historic, like, 27-hour filibuster.
What?
And he had a pea
catheter?
Pot.
He had a catheter?
No, he had a pea pot in one of the closets. So when he had to go, he walked over, opened up the closet, kept a foot on the Senate floor, and peed into the pee pot.
And talked while
peeing? Yes. And apparently Senator Cruz was taking Rand Paul some tweets, printing tweets off of the Twitter, and taking him sheets of tweets so that he would have something to
read them.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think that I think it's great that somebody's standing up, but it sounds like he might have been inspired by something that was done here and see an opportunity to perhaps cash in.
Yeah, maybe he thinks he's getting some publicity out of it or something.
Look, I don't know. I'm not willing to call Rand Paul a shadow of his father, but I don't think he's as good as Ron Paul. I mean, there's a couple of things that Ron Paul's that maybe in sort of a retrospect I didn't like. Maybe I'm not informed on them, but Rand Paul's had, you know, a few votes that I really didn't like, but I kind of feel like he's going along in order to get along to some extent, as politicians are wont to do, and I hope he stands up here and there for, you know, what's right, and he has. And
the filibuster's now at 9.5 hours, and Rand Paul is once again speaking.
Wow.
More coming up. Your calls, about what you want. 855-450-FREE. Take control of the airwaves. You can also join us on Skype. Username there, lrn.fm. More Free Talk Live in moments.
It's It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over 118 grand. Omaha, it's over 71,000 bucks. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 6th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1577.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1617.11, 808.55 for a half ounce, or 404.28 for a quarter ounce. That's 1617.11, 808.55, and 404.28.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you bring up whatever you want, do it toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us over at freetalklive.com. We've got news updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You'll know it first if you're on our email list, and also follow us on Twitter and Facebook. You're actually going to get more than just news updates if you follow us on Twitter and Facebook. You can get to all three of those by going to news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com.
If you're an outdoor enthusiast or have an outdoor enthusiast in your life that you may want to buy a gift for, you should know about ManVentureOutpost.com. ManVentureOutpost.com is a website where you can get all kinds of outdoor gear, whether it's for camping or hunting or shooting or survival, whatever your area of interest might be. They've got it, and they've got the name brands, and they've got them at rock-bottom prices. It's ManVentureOutpost.com. Whether you're looking for ammunition or some rifle accessories, or perhaps you're looking for tents or you know some other kind of maybe archery or air guns or water purification on the go or for the house. I believe they've got even some household units there at ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and that's important when you're shopping online. Go check for yourself about those prices. Rock bottom prices, manventureoutpost.com.
To the phones and the fun, we've got Joshua on the line listening in West Virginia, presumably to WVTS. Joshua, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing again?
Hey, you in Charleston listening on the radio?
Well, I'm close to Charleston, but I am listening on the radio.
Excellent. WVTS, great affiliate, long time on board with Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Absolutely. I'm a state legislator to the West Virginia legislature. And I wanted to tell you about a bill that's in our legislature. It's HB 2732 that I authored. Basically, what our bill says is no drone in West Virginia airspace can carry a lethal payload and cannot be used for surveillance purposes without a search warrant. And I would just kind of like to make listeners in our area known to start lighting the phones up so we can try to limit drone use in this state as well.
That's a great idea.
Thank you very much for putting that in. Now, I guess I got a couple of questions. A friend of mine here has I think it's a helicopter kind of device, and he's got a camera on it, and so he can go up and kind of look around with his, I think it got broken, but he had it at one point.
Yeah, you can get these for a few $100. Yeah, it was drone.
It was pretty cool. Now, is this, are civilians allowed to have one of these devices, or does one need a search warrant as a civilian in order to use this?
What the language specifically says is in order for this to be used in a surveillance type setting, then they would have to obtain a search warrant. Now, if somebody had one of these and wanted to go up and check out the mountains in the area, that's perfectly legal. But it has protections in the bill as well that if a drone were to be used in the surveillance of somebody for any reason and there was not a search warrant present, there's protection for that person for a court of law, that information will be null and void, and also repercussions for agencies doing so.
Okay, so let me ask the question a slightly different way. And yeah. I'm only thinking of this because I actually read an article about a guy here in New Hampshire that owns a photography company, and he's got one of these cameras a flying device with a camera, and he'll take it up to get aerial shots of weddings. And
oh, that's a great idea.
The way the proposal here in New Hampshire is written, he would wind up going to jail if he continued to operate his business in such a fashion. West Virginia do the same?
No. This is only for like criminal surveillance. That guy is obviously hired to do that. And that's my kid in the background there. purposes. At a wedding, the people obviously know this guy's taking pictures of that wedding. Therefore, they hired him. There's no surveillance there.
I'm still concerned, though, because it sounds like if I were to have a drone in public, and it's a privately owned drone, meaning it's my drone, and I want to fly it down Main Street, you're going to say that's a crime?
If it's used for criminal surveillance.
Surveillance.
If somebody were taken to court, and that information were to be used, there was no search warrant present, that could not be used as evidence.
So that's the distinction between the New Hampshire and the West Virginia proposal, is New Hampshire doesn't make a distinction. It just says nothing may be used for surveillance.
I didn't even know there was a proposal here.
Yes.
And he's also saying that it simply cannot be used as evidence, as I understand
it. Right, not that there'd be criminal penalty for using it.
Correct, and also they cannot carry a drone. Cannot carry a lethal payload in our airspace.
Yeah, that's disturbing to me. No matter who's got a drone with a poison dart, launcher on it. I mean, that's just crazy to me.
What's the bill number down there in West Virginia?
2732.
Thanks, Joshua, for the call and the heads up. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Good idea. And, yeah, this is news to me, Daryl. I hadn't heard about the New Hampshire one. I mean, has this been amended yet? Have there been any proposals about that? What do you know about it?
I am not entirely positive.
Has it had a hearing yet?
I believe it has, but it didn't really get publicity. I'll try to pull something up here in the next break, see what I can find out.
That is not good. I mean, to criminalize the use of any drones, it doesn't bother me if somebody is flying a drone down Main Street, although, you know.
I don't like governments having the ability to fly drones.
Right. It doesn't bother me going to Walmart and being watched by their security cameras because they're not going to use their footage against me unless we're talking about, you know, I'm committing theft or something like that. With the government, they can use their footage for all manner of different, convictions and criminal charges and things like that and make people's lives even worse.
Did we get that representative's last name?
I didn't.
Okay. No. All we know is it's Josh or Joshua.
Yeah.
I've got, you know, I'm just looking up here. It's nice to know the ones that are putting in these good bills, right?
Sure.
And I got a Stowers here, but I don't know if that's him or not.
Well, I'm sure if you looked up the name of the bill that, you looked up the bill number that he gave out, you'll probably be able to figure out what his name is.
I don't remember that. Well, that is either.
So play back later at freetalklive.com. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to Zion calling on Skype. You're on Free Talk Live. Zion.
Hi, I'm using a Skype app on my smartphone.
Sounds great.
Yeah, these smartphones, they sound pretty good with Skype, with the built-in microphone.
Fantastic.
And, It was fun watching Mark on the stream when he was yelling and bouncing around in his chair and everything. It was comical.
Yeah, Ian makes me angry off the air, too.
I don't make you angry, Mark. You make yourself angry.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, you've got nothing.
You're in charge of you, Mark. Go ahead with your thoughts, Zion.
Is there any footage of the Robin Hooding from the activist cameras?
Oh, yes. They're at the Freeman TV Raw channel, FR33MANTV Raw, I believe is the channel. You can go there and see their uncut footage that is available. I know Garrett, one of the bloggers at freekeen.com and also freeconcord.org, Garrett is, from what I understand, currently editing a multicam version of the audio that we played earlier. So if you want to wait, you'll see a better looking one. But if you just want to see the raw footage, it's there.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. You take control. Coming up, a little bit more detail on the court victory. I mean, we're not going to get any money out of it or anything like that, and they've been able to run right over top of our rights to access the courts for over a year. But Kelly Voluntarius and I were victorious in court recently over these ridiculous no trespass orders. I can tell you more about that and take your calls about whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusionSystems.com. or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can take control of the airwaves and do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've got listening options. Broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show are all available to you at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can learn about our over 100 great radio stations that air the show at various times throughout the week. We're going to have a brand new station to announce soon in Maine. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more about those. And also, satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio, where we're heard all 7 nights per week. In addition to that, you can get us on free-to-air KU Band, brought to you by Bitcoin. You can learn more about that. It is a signal that is available to all of North America and Central America, for the most part. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. You can also learn about our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call and listen to the show by just dialing a long-distance number. Go to listen.freetalklive.com.
If you've ever considered getting a storable food for some kind of emergency situation, let me tell you about the Legacy Premium brand. At food.freetalklive.com, we represent the Legacy Premium brand there. And what the claim is it's the best tasting, it's the lowest price as far as, you know, cost per calorie, free shipping, 100% gluten-free available, 25-year shelf life, and it's the most nutritious. They're the only brand that's GMO-free, MSG-free, and preservative-free, and artificial flavor-free. That's very, very useful for a lot of people. They're concerned about those artificial flavors and colors and those kind of things. But, you know, it's really, what's really, really surprising about it is the price. At $1.50 a meal, you don't need, I mean, this food tastes so good, you don't need to eat it in a stored, you know, to store it for later. You can eat it right away. At $1.50 a meal is a great deal. Just go to food.freetalklive.com. Take a look at the comparison chart there. They are one of the very few that puts an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. That way you're certain that they're going to have that 25-year shelf life. They all want the claim to have the 25-year shelf life. But for the month of March, if you go ahead and use coupon code FTL, it reduces the already low price, lowest price in the industry, So use coupon code FTL22 is actually, it's right there on the website at food.freetalklive.com. But it makes a good deal even better at food.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's go to the phones to your thoughts. Zach is on the line in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's going on?
What's on your mind tonight?
You talk about the Free State Project a lot, and I did a little basic reading, and I understand the concept. You guys basically want to get as many people as possible or like-minded to go there and basically slowly hijack the system from within, and I appreciate that.
Well, I don't think that's possible. You can't just hijack a system that's based on democratic vote. I mean, you have to convince people that your ideas are good, get people elected, and then hopefully change the system from the inside.
And further, I think what we're doing to some extent is backing up the liberty-minded that are here already and activating them. But
yeah, that's true. The two guys by the way, that were in the video that we played, the audio we played earlier today, Graham and Garrett, both are from the area. They're not Free State Project participants.
Right, and I think that it's, to some extent, concentrating liberty activists in one place has a greater effect than the liberty activists themselves, and a much greater effect. So I understand the term hijacking, and if you want to use it, it's fine. I just don't think it's entirely accurate.
Okay, well, my question is, say me or someone like me, you know, saved up some money, decided that their state was, like, going south a little bit and decided to move to New Hampshire. Well, I was wondering, what are the, besides the Free State Project, what are the cool things about New Hampshire, you know, and the taxes? Like, can you find work there? Are the wages good?
Well, it does have the lowest tax burden, as I understand it, of all the 50 states. It doesn't seem like it if you just look at the property taxes, because they are brutal. But overall, on average, I guess, the lowest tax burden of all 50 states. That's in the 101 Reasons to Move to New Hampshire. You can find it, freestateproject.org. They say that it's also the best economy in the Northeast as well. So, there are jobs here. Some people say it's hard to find work, but I think that, you know, maybe they should put more time and effort in. It seems like everybody that really wants to find a job has been able to find a job.
It might take you a while. You might get told you're overqualified. You might get told you're underqualified. But you can find work.
I probably just, like, if I really was going to move, I'd get a taxi, because that's kind of a universal thing, you know? I mean, are the laws open to the small business?
I would imagine that if you go into any town in America that's larger than, you know, 20,000, like where we live, that you're probably not going to be able to just run a taxi cab out of that town, that you probably can't.
You mean unlicensed? Cab?
Right, unlicensed. I mean, basically every one of them is going to want you to pay some kind of fee for picking
people
up. You
can run one, you're just not going to be super successful with it.
What do you mean?
Well, I do an agorist taxi service. And I am not very successful. I'll get the occasional person needing a ride.
You're not advertising it to the public.
You can't
right.
advertise. You can't
because
wrap your
if
vehicle.
I do advertise, then I'm going to have all kind of government agencies coming at me.
Well, it would be an interesting thing to see happen for somebody. This is one of the things that I wish we did. We had more agorists who were willing to actually offer their businesses to the public. So then we could see what happens when the government takes them on and they go to court and say, hey, look, I'm just trying to provide food for my family here. What are you talking about? I have to beg for your permission slip. I wonder how legitimate those things are. How many times have those licensing, you know, requirements actually been challenged in court? How many people have taken that from a principled perspective and said, look, this is my right to revolution. I don't have to beg permission to do something that I need to do to make a living. This is my right as a human being. How many times has that argument been made by a business owner? Usually they just do what
they're told. Probably never.
Right. So I wish more agorists would you know, man up.
I can tell you from just my personal experience doing a job, the hoops you have to jump through and the amount of money you have to pay to essentially give people rides for money, which is what people do for their friends and family all the time.
Sure.
Like, you have to go through tens of thousands of dollars of just, you know, upfront. You know, you could argue that it was you're paying protection money
That's exactly what it is. That's all it is. It's just a racket to protect existing businesses from upstarts, from people who otherwise could just turn on a cell phone, start handing out business cards, and pick people up and take people from point A to point B. I mean, it's not hard to start this business. It's the government that makes it hard. And I hope that, you know, someday somebody will decide. Because you would be putting your car on the line, right? Like, you're ultimately probably putting your car on the line, maybe facing
some... putting your neck on your line. On the line, you never knew who's going to get in your cab. Mostly belligerent, drunken college students are really the most unpredictable.
Yeah, that's true. That's another risk.
So who knows?
You're right. That is another concern for doing that sort of thing is who your customers are going to be. And Mark, you know this. You were a taxi driver for a while. So.
Yeah, I was. The people you're describing made me very uncomfortable.
Zach, thanks for your call tonight, man. I hope that helps.
Thanks for your time.
Appreciate it. Yep. You know it. 855-450-FREE. That's the idea. It's a good slogan, and maybe someday it'll be reality here in New Hampshire. Because right now, it's just a slogan. There's more free living here than some other places. You know, it's supposedly the most free of all.
Freedom is in liberty, not freedom is in beer.
Yeah, that there's supposedly more freedom here than the other 49 states.
I have no clue what you're talking
free
about.
Free beer?
Okay.
Lots of people want free beer in this world.
Yes.
Yeah. Those people can stay home.
Right. Yeah,
because
this is not
no such thing as a free beer?
Not here. I sincerely hope not.
But I think that agorism, to be truly... what the agorists view, what their viewpoint is, what their dream is, their vision is, ultimately the agorists are going to have to come out of the damn closet someday, right? Because isn't the big picture behind agorism that, well, you're going to do all these things but without government permission, and eventually you'll supplant the government, people will start to send money to the agorists for their services instead of the government, and they'll kind of outgrow the government over time. Well, in order to do that, you'll have to start to hang your shingle out. You're going to have to start to let people know that you're in business. You know, now Mandrick does this. Mandrick and Jillian from Stateless Sweets, Mandrick from Mandrick's famous baklava, Georgia's famous baklava, these guys do come right out and say, look, we don't ask government permission to make and sell food to people. And they do that, and they've been doing it successfully for a long time. So I'd like to see more of that. I think that'd be great. If you really want agorism to take off, then you got to let people know you're doing it. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I think people who operate jitney cabs are heroes. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
What happened in my trespass case, which has been going on for now over a year here in Keene. We'll tell you more about what happened here in moments. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Daryl.
And Mark.
Forgot to mention, Daryl is the proprietor over at fpp.cc. What will people find when they go there?
You will find daily news and commentary. You will also find a monthly newspaper that you can find at news.fpp.cc. Mm-hmm. There's a weekly news podcast that is heard on LRN, as well as a weekly radio show. You can find both of those at radio.fpp.cc. And the books that are published by FPP, you can find at shop.fpp.cc.
Right now, brand newest publication, Voluntary Islam.
Yes, by Davi Barker, who's the Muslim agorist. Mm-hmm. He's another one that he puts himself out for the world to see that he's an agorist.
That's right. He sells pins.
Yeah, shiny badges. He also has
shinybadges.com.
Yes.
Although also, I don't know if it's illegal to sell pins to anyone, but
it's illegal not to sell anything and not give the government a cut.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Right. So he's not paying taxes on that.
Right. I don't know what the answer is. I'm not going to claim to know what his
a good agorist should not pay taxes.
But he's mislabeling himself if he's paying if he's claiming that stuff. And,
good point.
He also has some replica copies of the Shire Society Declaration.
That's because he's the original calligrapher for the Shire Society Declaration, which you can read for yourself over at shiresociety.com.
And those replicas that he has are absolutely beautiful, and he's selling those, I think, for $100 a piece, and I would say that it is well worth the price, because it comes on hemp paper.
Yep, it's real authentic.
It's screen printed, and the logo is hand-painted, so there's a lot of artistry that went into this thing.
Absolutely.
And I'm happy to be working with Davi, and he, as you said, wrote the most recent book that I've published, which is Voluntary Islam and Other Essays.
It's an important book, in my opinion, because a lot of people don't understand, they don't understand Islam. They don't understand the Muslim religion. And this is a book that I think can help really cross some bridges for folks.
Yeah. And Davi told me that somebody that he had not known until he met, I think, at Liberty Forum, or might have been somewhere else that he met this individual. They said that voluntary Islam and other essays is essentially the healing our world for the Muslim community.
Yeah, I like it. And I'm not done with it yet, but I am reading it through it slowly in the LRN.fm restroom. So FPP. is it really the only time I make time for reading books? FPP.cc. Go there and enjoy the various different things available to you. Big news that I posted early this morning at freekeen.com. It's been a long time coming, but it's here. Over a year ago, myself, Derek J., and Kelly Voluntarist were arrested as we went to the local courthouse after having been banned from said courthouse for life. And the reason we're banned for life is because we and some other activists had sung some Christmas carols.
You were harassing people, Ian.
Some chronic carols. We were asking some questions of some bureaucrats as they were coming
That's
to work
harassment.
And leaving work, and also wishing them Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
That is also harassing.
Yeah, like Merry Christmas, bureaucrat, like that kind of...
No, it was more like Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. It was not a mean thing at all.
Was there not in the songs Merry Christmas, bureaucrat?
Nope, those lines don't appear there.
Oh,
that was just the name of the event.
There was a video.
And the title of the video.
Yeah, the video was called that.
So the video is called Merry Christmas, bureaucrat.
Something like that, or Happy Holidays, bureaucrats, or something. But the reason we were doing it was because we wanted to ask some questions about why some of the court security agents had dragged a friend of ours, Jason Talley, from Talley.tv, across the floor by handcuffs.
Yeah, they did some horrifying things to
us. We wanted to ask the court employees how they felt about their coworkers doing that. And because of the camera ban on the inside of the courthouse, we were unable to do that inside the courthouse on the record. So, the next best place, the parking lot. And they didn't like that very much. They called their sheriff's buddies out. They issued these trespass orders, which were nonsense, claiming that due to persistent harassment, we've been banned from the courthouse property, the entire property, including the parking lot, forever. And I knew these were wrong. I knew it was wrong what they were doing to us, but I didn't know how to challenge it. Because, you know, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know what you file and where you file it and all that stuff. I just don't know that stuff. And I don't have the money.
And even if you knew that stuff without a lawyer, they would probably have dismissed it.
Probably true. And I don't have the money for a lawyer, and I don't want to spend the money, if I did have the money, on a lawyer. So we just decided that we were going to go to court because the sheriff was not answering calls. I tried to call the sheriff, tried to get him to call me back, because in his order he said that we had to get permission, basically, from the sheriff. He didn't say any sheriff's deputy. He said from the sheriff, meaning him, to come to the court. So I had called him. He had not called me back. I'd called him twice. He hadn't called me back. And, excuse me, I hadn't called him. I'd actually asked one of his employees to deliver a message to him to ask him to call me. And since he wasn't responding, we decided, well, we're just going to go to court and see what happens. I'm going to come with paperwork, court paperwork. That, you know, is official court paperwork from
this
court.
That was to legally change your name.
That's right. I was looking at actually going through their legal process because that court refuses to acknowledge my name change, which you're supposed to be able to change legally simply by changing it in New Hampshire, but they don't acknowledge their own court decisions. They don't care what their own courts say. So I went in there with Kelly Voluntarius. Derek actually stayed outside. He got arrested anyway, even though he didn't go on the court property. Kelly and I went in, even though I showed them this court paperwork and said, hey, look, your sheriff won't call me back. They arrested me anyway, and they arrested Kelly as well. We got charged with criminal trespass, Class A misdemeanors, facing up to a year in jail. Plus, I'm out on a suspended sentence of 9 months, so had I been convicted of this misdemeanor charge, I would have possibly been sent to jail for an extra 9 months on top of that. They came to the table with a plea deal, as they always do, and the plea deal was pretty sweet. It was reducing the charge to a violation, $250 fine suspended. So wouldn't have to pay anything out of pocket, would have had a violation conviction for criminal trespass, and could have called it a day. But Kelly and I knew we didn't do anything wrong. Derek did take the plea, but that's because he had like a bunch of charges from several different arrests, and he really didn't want to face all that, and he wanted it to go.
The guy who didn't go in the building took the plea. Yeah.
So, but he took a global plea, as it's called, on a bunch of different charges. So Kelly and I, we pushed it all the way. We refused the plea deal because we didn't do anything wrong. I'm not going to plead guilty to something where I didn't do something wrong. So I was willing to risk, you know, that misdemeanor conviction and possibly another 9 months plus a year in jail over this. And it worked out. We had John Meyer, an attorney from Manchester, stepped up. He took the case pro bono. He took it on principle. And I think that's awesome, and I love that there are attorneys out there who are willing to do that. He said something very nice to me. He said, I'm one of his favorite clients, which I was glad to hear him say that, because I always feel like I'm a pest, you know. I'm not paying the dude, so I feel like whenever I'm emailing him that I'm, you know, spending his time unnecessarily, and I'm glad that, you know, he doesn't feel like I was a pest, so that's good.
And he also helped me and you both on our no trespass at Keene
State
right. College.
That's right. He sent a letter to Keene State College and got our no trespass orders there revoked. And he's actually looking at the liquor store thing where I'm banned from all liquor stores statewide. He's looking at that one, too. Anyway, the guy's a real big free speech advocate, and he stepped up and he owned the sheriff at this hearing on the trespass order.
Yeah.
The video, I linked to it, by the way. You can go to freekeen.com, scroll down the page a ways. I posted it this morning. It's called Cheshire Sheriff, No Trespass Orders, Ruled Unconstitutional. All this, lots of links are in there. The links to the original videos outside the courthouse, the link to the raw footage from the courtroom where the sheriff just got put on the ropes by
and
this
that is
attorney.
A very long video.
It's 2 hours long, but it's packed full of really amazing
It's
footage.
Not a no trespass order. It's a call me first order.
He is on the ropes the whole time. It was amazing to watch this happen. Judge Burke, in this case, who's usually not too friendly to the liberty activist crowd, made the right decision, but he basically had to. I mean, this lawyer trounced the sheriff in this courtroom. If Burke had ruled in the sheriff's favor, he would have been overturned on appeal, and I'm pretty sure Burke didn't want that to happen, so he actually did the right thing in this case. He found the order unconstitutional. It did not meet any of the four planks in the Huminsky test, which is a test that the courts can run on a ban on somebody to see whether it was valid in the first place. Zero out of the four tests, it passed. I mean, the judge's order basically excoriated the no trespass. There were a few different things in there that, you know, weren't optimal. Like, he didn't throw out all of the no trespass orders. Five of them were issued, and he only threw out the two that were in front of him. So there's still a handful out there that we need to work on, and that's something we're going
to
do.
Yeah, but you don't like something, take it to court. Fight it for a year, and then maybe you'll be successful.
But the sad part is a lot of people always say, well, why don't you guys fight back? Why don't you go after these guys? Well, guess what? The government grants themselves things called immunity. So I'd ask my attorney this, you know, is there a possibility for a countersuit here? Because, you know, the charges were dismissed. These things were called unconstitutional. I've had my rights abrogated for over a year. I hadn't been able to go to court. And the attorney basically said, yeah, I don't think there's much of a chance of that winning. Because the government has granted themselves these immunities, and they're going to bring up their immunities, and it's not going to be a good case. He said, if they do something like this again, however, if they keep issuing nonsensical orders and arresting people for this crap, trespassing on public property, then he feels like there might be a better case. So the ball's in their court to see how they behave towards the activists. We'll keep you in the loop. See you tomorrow, freetalklive.com.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.